Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Thanks to Raycom for supporting Skim. It's never too early to start gift shopping for the holidays, especially because today you can save big. Go to buyraycon.com/skim today to unlock exclusive deals up to 30% off your Raycon order. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim. That was really fast.
That came out weird. Hi, everyone. It's nice to see you all. We're back. Welcome to the new week. It's Tuesday, so it's kind of a new week, right?
Yeah, we were going to do yesterday, but it was my birthday.
Oh, yeah. Kim's birthday
so
was yesterday. Happy birthday.
To chill.
Yay. She went downtown, got all her freebies, gave away some homeless things. Some lady gave you a coloring page that she made.
Yes.
You gave her tampons or whatever. Right?
Well, there's a lot of other things in the bags.
Tell me what's in the bags. Let's talk about that.
So I like to go downtown when I see someone that looks like they need a bag. I have these bags in my car that have new socks.
New
usually
socks?
Usually a can of soup with, and I make sure I put a spoon or fork in
there. What kind of can, or what kind of soup?
Progresso this time.
Oh, fancy.
Progresso chicken noodle.
Not just some Campbell's, like, cream of chicken or something.
No. That would be terrible.
You ever had that? See, what do you got to mix that with stuff? You can't. Progresso is a whole finished soup.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Also was a package of beef jerky, a thing of candy, a thing of chocolates.
Yeah.
A pen and a small notebook.
Mm-hmm. Some weed. A little bit of weed.
No.
Oh, no? No weed? Okay. All right.
Just kind of things that if they get donations from a place, if they go to the homeless shelter, they're not necessarily going to get these things.
Yeah. They're useful.
Very
not
useful
just
things.
One
of the bags had a deck of cards in it that I had found.
Ooh, like playing cards.
Yes, playing cards. I thought that would
good
be
way to pass the time.
A nice addition.
They'll be like, "You know what? There's no weed, but we can play poker."
I mean, you can add pretty much anything to them, but
that's true.
We can't do weed here.
No. This is Utah. We have weed laws.
Weed laws.
Yeah, we can go in almost any direction.
All the way. Yeah, every direction. You're
California,
right.
California, Oregon, Nevada, Arizona, Colorado. We're surrounded by legal states. But yet here we are, us in Wyoming and Idaho going, anyway. Hey, so that was, speaking of having, it'd be nice to have a weed. I've been sick and my back's been killing me and it's all good now. You can probably still hear a little, you know, and then listen to this. Hear that?
Oh, gross.
My sinus is just a...
No one wants to hear that.
It's a nightmare.
No one wants to hear that. Don't share that.
I got non-COVID ill, and big thanks to Van Straw Johnson, who coughed on me and
he
gave it to me.
He's not a Johnson at all.
No, he's not, is he? Whatever, my blood runs through his veins. He, Rainer, stay up there. No, really? Go up. That was weird.
And there she goes.
That was a weird
She's
rewind.
Got zoomies. Like, what?
Anyway, what's the point of that story? Yeah, Van was sick, But he got it from, I think, his cousins at, or second cousins.
Thanksgiving dinner. Right?
Second cousins. Yeah, at Thanksgiving dinner. And then it turns out my mom, me, the baby,
Taylor, individual family had a few people get
sick. Somebody in those families got sick. I happened to get it. I don't know why. They're just had colds. Yeah, none of it's COVID. There have been various tests from various people, and nobody else was exposed to anybody. So we did the math. It's not COVID. But also, I don't have any COVID symptoms. I just have a head cold. It's got a stuffy sinus thing going on. I still taste and smell everything. Mm. And I mean everything. I don't know what that means. But I'm much better now. My back's a lot better. In fact, Kim's rubbing it right now, and it's helping. Oh, you guys. Find somebody you can have do this now and again. It's really good.
Like nails to a chalkboard.
Now, were you surprised by the homeless lady that gave you the coloring page? Were you like, oh.
She was really cute. She came back. She waved me down before I drove off and said, wait a minute. I have something for you. This is what I make as a thank you. And it was a coloring page that she said, I colored this myself. My name is Jenny. She was really cute.
That's cute. Like, in a way, it's all she can give you, right?
And she was really proud of herself. Yeah. She's like, and I'm off the streets now. I go to the homeless shelter. I get in there every night, and I'm like, that's awesome.
Oh, I hope she's doing all right, then.
I think she's going to be okay.
You did a nice
really
thing there.
Happy.
I know you don't like me telling people, but I've been telling people all day about it. So, tough poop. Also, I just wanted to at least mention that we are aware of Omicron.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't say it any other way.
You're a future. How would you? Buff,
how would you say it?
It's the only reason you say it like that.
Lur, I am Lur. Eating poplars from Fishy Joe's. Would you? What would you? What? How would you say Omicron?
Omicron.
Well, all right. Just like that. Just calm. Just and like without that. Real raising calm, your voice.
Nobody panic.
Okay. Yeah, just it's the new COVID variant makes me a little nervous given its timing. Not so much that right I'm worried about us getting it, but we have plans, man. We're doing Vegas. Not that far from now. And this thing, if it hits hard and is as resistant as they're saying, they're worried about, not, you know, it may turn out to be again. Zip. It might be like that Lambda variant kind of petered out.
I hope so.
Delta's still king of the world, right? So now you got Omicron. You can't. Delta Airlines is probably thrilled that a new variant is getting in the way because they don't have to think about it with their brand anymore. Actually, wouldn't it be cool if Omicron and Delta could just have a fight and just...
And both die?
Just peter out together.
Peter out together.
But not involve people.
Yeah.
Not the host that they need to survive and thrive. Anyway, we're aware of it, though, and we don't love it.
No.
It's not our favorite thing in the world. But we're being safe. Everybody's trying to
Everyone's trying to be as careful as they can.
Freaking what do you do? You find out that you're...
We were careful at the family event. It was just...
Yeah, we were. Little kids.
And they have all runny noses and... They're running around playing with each other, and then, of course, we run around playing with the kids. So,
yeah, I'm not certain. I guess there's no way I'm certain about this, but I'm pretty sure that since vaccination, we have been around somebody with COVID-19. I don't know who, I don't know when. It just
I'm sure,
by the math.
How do you not?
Yeah, by the math, you've been around somebody
but
who
we
was
got
probably
the vaccinations
contagious
as soon as we could, and so that's all you can do.
And we're getting boosters soon.
Yeah, we're already scheduled.
Oh, that day's gonna be a day. Or it might be nothing for me.
I don't know. I don't know what to expect.
I have friends who are like,
both,
nothing
happened.
My
parents got it yesterday.
How are they
They're
feeling?
They're in their 70s, and they were totally fine today. My mom got a little bit of like, I kind of feel off for a couple of hours yesterday. That's it. And then made 9 loaves of sourdough bread last night.
She calls it the devil's feelings.
Okay. Anyway.
I love Kim's mom, but she always has to find... No matter what the thing is, positive, negative, in between, doesn't matter. She has to find some religious, spiritual aspect to it. So it always has to be, oh, well.
I'm sure everyone knows someone like
that. I got that deal on cranberries because the good Lord was watching over cranberry prices.
Stop it.
Well, you know.
Stop it.
I'm not a fan of that sort of thing. Anyway, moving on. Okay. Hey, I'm going to do an email, and then we're going to do a quick break for our friends at Raycom. But I'm going to read this email first. This is from Thomas in Missouri. Okay.
Missouri.
So, hi, Scott and Kim. I really have been enjoying the show, and I had a couple of questions. A couple of weeks ago, you guys were talking about Christmas music, and I was wondering if you do Whamageddon.
Oh, my gosh. I haven't even heard of this. What is
I thought you were going to say you had, and I was going to fill
that.
No. It says, that's the game where you try to go all of the 24 days before Christmas without hearing The Last Christmas by Wham. You know, Last Christmas.
How do you...
You made me go fart.
Avoid it, because we listen to a lot of things on Alexa. We listen to a lot of things on the radio when I'm in the car. I guess you could do it on very much on purpose if you only listen to your own playlist.
Well, I haven't heard it yet. And he says, if you hear it, you're out of the competition. We could go now. We could start now. Well, it's the 30th.
Tomorrow's the 1st.
So we have to go all of December?
Yeah, 24 days.
Is that what I said? Okay, 24 days of Christmas. You know what? We're going to do it. The version I just sang doesn't count. It has to be like a...
It has to be a Wham version?
Yeah, me walking through...
Because there are a couple of other versions of that song.
If we go to Target and we hear Last Christmas... No, it has to be by Wham.
It has to be by Wham.
Wham has to be singing it. George Michael and the other guy.
I have to stay out of everywhere, aren't I?
Who's the other guy? George Michael and...
And the other guy.
Who is the other Wham guy?
Seinfeld.
Wham Jr.
episode.
Wham... Cousin Wham. Anyway.
Ah, nice.
All right, I'm going to do that. Then he says, are there any Christmas songs you hate? Yes. Simply.
You answered that so quickly.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Are there any songs you hate?
Simply
yes.
Having a Wonderful Christmas Time by The Birds, I guess, or who is it from? Paul McCartney. I don't know if it was The Birds or not, but it wasn't when he was with the Beatles, with those guys. But you know that song. Okay. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time, and then repeat it a billion times, and then everyone wants to kill themselves.
Does everyone want to hear Scott sing that again?
No.
Over and over me either.
I don't want to hear it. Me or Paul McCartney sing it. I hate that song. Do you have one you hate?
Not really.
Come on now.
Not specifically.
How about when Mariah Carey goes too high? You know what I mean?
Do that again?
I can't do it. Well, no, where she kind of screams at the end, whatever that is.
Okay. I don't have any in mind that I really hate. I mean,
there's some you make me skip.
Some of them I really.
You've made me skip before.
Silent Night.
You don't like Silent Night?
No, not as much.
It's just too much.
It's too much.
You like the jolly, like it's a howling, jolly Christmas.
I like the happier Christmas stuff. I don't like the really slow Christmas songs.
Let it snow. You like that?
Well, that gets old fast.
It's fun though.
I try to find newer stuff. I really like...
I like big band swing versions.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Big fan of that. And techno. I like techno.
Techno
versions.
Anything is awesome.
Yeah, me and Kim, EDM till we're dead.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to look weird when we're really old. Like, what do our... Are there like 80-year-old people who just...
We probably should like learn to dance so we can actually not look stupid when we're 80 and having...
Oh, we'll look stupid. Don't go
I
thinking.
I look stupid.
Well, I don't want to speak for both of us. I think I will look capital stupid if I'm 80 and dancing to anything. He says also, Kim. Oh, wait. Oh, he says, all I want for Christmas is you, but I hear the Christmas shoes, I might have to cancel Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
I think
the
I
Christmas
do.
Shoes? Is that like
it's,
the Christmas
it's
box?
Like a country
thing? Song? Oh, is it? Mm-hmm. When I was growing up, Mannheim Steamroller came here every year, and it's a huge Utah thing. They probably still do. Huge Utah thing to go see them in concert. We saw that so much and listened to those tapes and CDs so often growing up. I can't stand it when I hear them now.
And Kurt Bester. Every year.
Utah's weird, man. We get these weird little hookups about these weird couple of people that perform.
The Osmonds ran away from it all.
Yeah, the Osmonds were like, we're out.
They used to be here.
We were watching Marie Osmond in one of your Christmas movies.
Yeah.
And she looks, she's a plastic human being now.
Yeah.
She's 63 or something.
62,
and she's got so much done.
She has Uncanny Valley.
She has the face of a doll that barely moves when she talks. It's bad.
Kind of has Michael Jackson's nose.
Yeah, she has Michael Jackson's nose. No wonder they quit their Vegas thing. All right, let's move on. Kim was talking about Naan, and I wanted to know if she makes her own or buys it. Just wanted to say I always look forward to a new Skim show, and I'll keep listening. Thomas from Missouri.
I have made your own.
If I
buy it, it's because it's the day I'm making everything, and it's just a lot to do.
Yeah.
But I've made my own sourdough naan, fried it up on the... stove.
Plus, Costco's the stuff if you buy it in a big lot, obviously, because it's Costco.
It's like 14 or 15 slices of it.
Yeah, and you can microwave moisten it?
You can. I've actually taken it... Okay, so if it gets a little bit old in your fridge,
yeah,
and you take and make garlic butter,
yeah,
put it on there and a little bit of Parmesan, and then throw it in the oven, it kind of makes it a little chewy, but really good, kind of crispy. Yeah. Kind of like a really good garlic bread, but on naan.
You know, after Star Wars, it was a little chewy in all of us. Anyway, thanks for that email. I'd like to tell you fine folks at home about Raycon, our friends there. And you think, wait, Scott, you talk about these guys all the time. How could you really feel about this brand? And I'll tell you right now, they're my favorite earbuds ever.
He always has them in.
I love them. Yeah, and they're so noise isolating. I usually can't hear what she's complaining about.
Oh my gosh, you can hear now.
Zing! Anyway, I love them. They're really great, and we love that they support the show. It's never too early to start gift shopping for the holidays, right? Absolutely. Do it now. If you haven't already started, you need to get going. Especially today, because right now, you can save big on, you know, a gift that someone might use every day, like me, like a pair of earbuds. With high quality sound. They're my go-to for on-the-go audio. That is 100% true. We listen to podcasts that way. Excuse me, comedy albums, music, whatever I'm into, they're there for me. And we're teaming up with them for a limited time. You can unlock 30% off your Raycon order at buyraycon.com/skim. Seamless Bluetooth pairing and comfortable noise isolating fit. That stuff's pretty rad. And the quality of the audio is amazing. Comparable to other brands, except you're not paying nearly as much. And the new Everyday Buds come with three sound profiles to make sure you don't miss stuff or hear what sounds best. For example, Pure Mode, great for podcasting and, you know, kind of voiceover stuff. Blues, instrumentals, that sort of thing. Balanced Mode for podcasts. Sorry, my cough. Rock, heavy metal, that sort of thing. And then Bass Mode, of course, hip-hop, EDM, reggae, mon, etc. After 8 hours of playtime and 32-hour battery life, you're gonna almost forget they use batteries. I mean, seriously, that's so much time. Anyway, there's a built-in mic also, so I can take calls when I'm doing business stuff. I do like that. And because it's the holiday season, you know, get them for somebody that might use them for calls or music or work or play or on the go.
Get a pair for somebody else.
Yeah. Pick up a pair for yourself. Get a pair and a spare. All right? You can spare a pair. We watch Seinfeld and we won't get into that. Anyway, buyraycon.com/skim. To unlock exclusive deals up to 30% off your Raycon order. Be quick about it, though, okay? Hurry. This offer is available for a limited time only, and you don't want to miss it. That's buyraycon.com/skim to unlock up to 30% off your Raycons. buyraycon.com/skim. Those guys are great. Okay, here's an email from Brendan.
Okay.
This is an interesting one. Bro, by the way, did we say that skimshow@gmail.com? I don't know if I did. Send your emails, please, everybody. Hey, Scott and Kim, Brendan here with a question about discipline, or as he wrote, discipline. That's not the right spelling, is it?
No, but that's okay.
It's okay.
We're not.
I'm a terrible speller, so I'm not going to teach you. Where do you stand on physical punishment of any kind with the kids when you're raising your three? Just curious. Yours and Chris Knife. Oh, from Dune.
The knife. Nice.
Brendan. Well, Brendan, why do I say yours and Chris Knife? Oh, because people will say yours and Christ at the end of things.
Ah.
He's having some fun there with a nerd reference. All right, Brendan, we did not hit our kids ever. However, well, Kim flicked him in the lip a couple of times and smacked him on the butt.
That is only if they were talking back and would not stop talking.
Yeah, Kim would have this thing where, like, if you'd say, I need you to not do that, we're in the store. But I want to,
nope,
you need to stop right now. I'm going to flick your lip. Flick. They never did it again.
That happened twice ever.
Yeah, it was rare.
Because they knew I was serious.
And it was always
Carter. And number two, a smack on the butt when they're anywhere between 4 and 18, if necessary.
Yeah.
That just kind of reset them.
Yeah, and it didn't hurt them. It was like one of these.
No, it wasn't ever a spanking.
Yeah, we never spanked.
No.
And I never hit anybody ever of any kind.
I grew up with physical discipline.
Yeah.
And even in my school, they still had paddles.
Did you get the belt?
It was the 80s.
Did you ever get the belt?
Yes.
From your dad?
Yes.
Oh, man. So he's the sweetest, nicest man. How would he ever pull that belt out and do that?
I know, but that's just how it was.
Different culture, different time.
Grew up where we're different culture, different time, exactly.
Yeah.
But we chose not to do that because
I don't think
different culture, different time.
Yeah, you don't need to do that.
I felt like you had more respect from your kids if you talked to them more than anything else.
Yeah. Yeah, and like I said, Carter was the most stubborn one, and if she wouldn't stop if she wanted something. Go.
No, it wasn't even wanting something. She had an opinion and wouldn't stop. I mean, she was young.
She was very young. Yeah.
She was probably 9 when it happened. And I just remember the one time, and she talks about it still. She's like, oh, I remember getting in trouble. But it was, she wouldn't stop. And I was like, Carter, you need to stop. You're going to want to stop talking.
Yep.
It's time to stop talking now. And, oh, I know what I'm talking about. Blah, blah, blah. And I remember I flicked her lip, like, stop.
Yeah.
You need to stop.
It worked.
I mean, now she's 24 years old, and she and I can both laugh about it. But at the time, when she was younger,
yeah, it was intense.
Like, I said, stop. I am the mom, and you have to listen.
Yeah.
Before you keep talking.
But I know, like, there's a big debate these days about how much is too much. What's the limit? What's the thing? You know, if you
once
have
again,
no,
you have to find a balance. I feel like
yeah, you got to find what's
too
right.
Too many people like, oh, we won't even discipline our kids. We don't even yell. We don't say anything to them. And if they disagree with us, then we just say, oh, I'm sorry you disagree with
me. We just
me.
Nod our head.
I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, you can go really extreme the other direction.
Someone else to parent them, because then they get to keep being the best friend. And the best friend is not a parent. Parents should not be best friends.
No. Do you know what I used to do, or you know what worked for me with the kids? I was always happy-go-lucky dude, come home from work. Hey, everybody, it's me. We're hanging out. Dad's awesome, right? What worked for me is if they were acting up, all I had to do was be mad.
Yeah,
I didn't have to say much or do
Fine.
Much or
when
nothing.
Your dad gets home
because they did
so
not.
When they were like, oh,
they were terrified when I was angry.
I don't want dad to be disappointed
because I was so not angry ever that when I did, they thought it was the end of the world. Whereas anybody normal would go, oh, he's just a little irritated.
No, but I feel like too another thing you did with our kids was you didn't let them challenge me. You were like, don't talk to your mother that way.
Yeah, we did a lot of that when you had to.
When you had
to.
Our
kids weren't bad, though.
They were really good.
Pretty easy.
But I know some kids are really hard, but you still can't be the one to never discipline or say anything or try to be their best friend. Or I just feel like you're in for a world of hurt when they're teenagers.
I watched a video on TikTok where this kid was complaining about his haircut. And he starts swearing, and his dad goes.
Did his mom give him his haircut or something?
I don't know. Oh. He just did look bad. He thought the kid looked fine, but the dad goes. it was being filmed on a door cam or something, so they didn't know they were being filmed.
Oh crap!
And the dad goes, "If you keep talking like that, I'm going to wash your mouth out with soap." And he goes, "You always say you're going to do that, and you never do it." And the dad goes,
"Oh,
well, I'm doing
then.
It tonight, and you're not going to be able to brush your teeth again. I'm going to do it with so much soap." And he goes, "Well, ha ha on you. I don't even like brushing my teeth." And he just ran off. And I'm like, now that's a case where I might need to just get
where
him a little scared.
You
know?
You cannot just say you're going to do something and then never do it.
Yeah, you got
to. If you're going to ground them, you need to ground them. If you're going to take their phone away, take it away for real.
Yeah.
So they know what it feels like and then they don't want that again.
Yeah.
Even if it's for one night.
But also be willing to talk to him. You know? Don't just slam your foot down, go, not under my roof, and leave the room.
No, like, there has to be a good reason for it. Because if the kid's talking back, then yeah, you need to have a conversation.
Talk him through it. It's like Nick's homework. I wanted to yell at that kid every night. I had to hold back because he was so bad about his homework.
He was the biggest procrastinator with homework.
Not as big as me, and that's why it was frustrating
and
for me.
And that's why it was frustrating
because I was
for
the
you?
Worst student.
So I was just stuck.
You were this A student, class president, who was like paying attention to two doughheads. That's why that was a problem. Brendan, we hope that helps answer your question. Here's one from Jennifer from KC. I assume that's Kentucky. No, that's Kansas City, duh.
Kentucky City?
Kentucky City. home of the Chiefs. All right, Scott and Kim, I love the show, but I have to ask, when do you get to stop worrying about your kids?
Never.
Ever,
never,
she says?
Never, never.
Jennifer from KC. Yeah, you don't really.
Very different worrying, though.
Yeah.
When they're
I'm
little,
not sure it's
you
better
worry about
worrying.
Them being over at their friend's house and what they're doing. Are they doing anything stupid and who else is there? And
yeah,
do
but
I
we
know
didn't
their
have
parents?
To do that because they were always at our house.
Right, but then you get to, there were times when
their
we
friends
let them go to birthday parties because they're... Stepdad creeped me out. I'm totally fine.
We were kind of anti-sleepovers. Unless it was like cousins and it was my sister's house or something like that. But if it was like...
But then teenagers, you totally worry about them getting in their friend's car and you worry until they get home and make sure everybody's safe.
Putting their wieners places they shouldn't be. I mean it. You don't want them putting their wieners where they don't belong.
Then when they're adults, you keep worrying because you're like, are they okay? Did they get that job? Are they going to be able to make rent? And then we have one married, and now we worry, are they going to be okay? Do they get enough time?
Are they still minding their wiener placement?
We can babysit the baby so they can go on dates and they can, you know.
That's the nice thing about having Carter around. Hi, Carter.
It's different worries.
Nice thing about having, your dog is losing it. Rainer, Ripper, Ripper, Ripper. Oh my gosh.
Don't
Ellen Ripley, that. Get out of the, go back to the Nostromo. All right. You still haven't seen Aliens or Alien. We should make you watch all those movies.
Oh, you need to see all those movies.
Strap me down.
You named, you named your dog. You named your dog after Ellen Ripley.
I know.
So we should do that.
Ripley.
Any, Ripley.
So I hope that helps. Yes, you do keep worrying. It's very different worrying. And
yeah.
When you feel like you don't have to worry anymore, that's a worry too.
So like I say, because Carter's at home with us right now, so I say, oh, I don't have to worry about Carter. But like when she went to her friend's house the other day, I worried about her. Not because her friend sucks or whatever. There's just this distance, and now you don't know where they are and what they're doing, and if the car in front of them's dumb or, you know.
Yeah, you worry about all the little stupid things.
What is your dog? Why? What is wrong with your animal?
She's got the zoomies, and she's ready to wrestle.
I mean, she's a huge...
And she's like 70 pounds.
She's a hound. She needs running. All right. Well, thanks, Jennifer from KC and everybody else who sent your emails today. You can send those continually. Right here.
Yeah,
to the
we
show.
Love to answer any questions you have.
Skimshow@gmail.com. All right, what's the foodie for this week? What did you want to talk about?
So,
anything you got
I've
planned?
Been pinning.
Pinning, what does that mean? Pinterest. Oh, Pinterest. Internet for
pinning.
Ladies. All right, go.
Stop calling it that.
Why? It's
because
fun.
There's lots of dudes on Pinterest.
I know, I have Pinterest.
Feel bad.
I use Pinterest for reference stuff all the time.
Then you should feel subconscious.
I don't feel any bit thing. I feel nothing. I'm numb.
So I have been looking at cookies because I'm trying
cookies.
Yeah, Christmas cookies.
Oh, great. Stuff I can't eat. That's good.
That's the whole point. I'm trying to find recipes that you can. So I've been pinning...
Monk fruit.
Well, I've been pinning shortbread cookies.
Yeah, those are a little better.
They're a lot better.
There's a lot of sugar in some of them, though. You have to be
in
careful.
In some of them, yes. And so we have our monk fruit sweetener. We're going to try that out. I have to try some
What
recipes.
Is shortbread? What does
it's
that mean?
A small, white, crispy cookie.
Yeah, but why do they call it shortbread?
It's probably because it's a short and easy pastry.
Let me look it up.
Why
we have the internet.
Is it called shortbread?
All right, I'm going to look it up right here. We got a...
So some of the ones I'm looking at, though, Nick's obsessed right now with... what's the spice that he like? You like the rosemary ones.
I like...
There's these rosemary ones that we found a recipe for.
Oh, those were good. Yeah, I did like
and
that.
And I think that's one I'm going to try to make.
Glycemic load 40. Well, I don't know what that is. I need to learn more about that because that's what's messing me up with rice and stuff.
Okay.
Originated in Scotland. It's a type of biscuit. Flour, butter, white sugars is generally what you could do. So flour, butter, and you could do monk fruit probably.
Yes.
Let's see.
So it's a short, is it like a short crust pastry? Maybe that's why.
They do it on Hogmanay Day, which is Scottish New Year's Eve, as well as Christmas. And the first recipe was 1736. Was a Scots woman named Mrs. McClintock. Have you been up there to try her fantastic shortbreads? She used to do the long bread, but not anymore. Like that. Oh, that's
so do
Irish.
You want me to tell you what cookies I'm looking
yeah,
at?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. What do you got?
You've gone off the rails here.
A little bit. What do you have?
So Nick's obsessed with cardamom right now. And
what's
so I'm
cardamom?
Make some cardamom. It's a spice.
Oh, okay.
Try to make some cardamom cookies, which is another shortbread. And then they have the shortbread thumbprint cookies. Carter wants to make those where you take a cookie and you make your thumbprint in it. And then when they're cooked, you fill it with jam.
Then when you die, the CSI people can figure out who you were by the print.
By your thumbprint.
Yeah, by your thumbprint. Got
Except
it.
Except that you ate the cookie.
Oh.
There's no thumbprint
well then,
left.
Check my poo. cardamom. Yeah, there it is.
Cardamom.
It's like cardamom.
Cardamom.
Oh, cardamom.
Cardamom.
Yeah. That's how you. That's
so
what you do when an older lady goes to the bar. You cardamom. Anyway, what?
You can make depressed cookies that have a little.
Why do you want depressed cookies?
You're making me crazy.
You
guy.
Said.
What is your deal?
You said.
I'm going to make pressed cookies.
You said make depressed cookies.
No, I didn't.
Or did you say the pressed cookies?
Do you want to rewind it?
And we'll no,
see
I don't.
What I said.
No. Now. I don't want to do that. All right.
Yes.
Anyway, what else you got?
Cranberry orange. Shortbread cookies. That's
okay.
The other one I'm going
to
try.
All right. So we're going to try that. If we come up with a good low sugar way of doing it, we'll let you guys know
we'll
and you can try it in your own self.
Out there. But it's kind of a fun time to make cookies and do stuff like that with your kids or with anybody, really. And also to make the gingerbread houses, which
Rainer.
We are going to work on. But I did buy a kit this year.
Oh, you bought a kit for the house?
I bought a kit because I'm not an architect when it comes to gingerbread houses, and I don't want to buy the kits that have all of the cutouts. And anyway, I'm lazy.
I don't know how to do any of that stuff. So,
but I do think it's fun when all the kids sit together and decorate one, and we always end up with a zombie freaking gingerbread house every time.
Yeah, that's great. Because my kids are, you know, we raised them to be what they are.
Well, there you go.
It's all that lip flicking. We got them all messed up.
I told you. I only did that twice ever.
I know. And it was minor. I was there for one of them. It's no big deal. Don't send us your emails going, well, you need to understand.
I can't believe that you did that to your own kids.
I feel like once in a while doing that now that they're older, it's like, Nick, what'd you do to your car? And just flick them right in the lip. Just kidding. All right. That's it. If you like the show and you want to help us out a little bit, you can throw a little cash our way at Frog Pants Patreon, patreon.com/frogpants. Like $1 a month would be amazing.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we'd love that.
Everybody that has supported us, we appreciate
it. Yeah, you guys are great. Thank you all very much. And thanks for buying those Raycons. That stuff's been helpful as well. Frogpants.com/skim is our website. And as always, skimshow@gmail.com is that email address. You should use that as often as you like, no matter who you are or how often you do it. We'll read your emails here on the
show.
Absolutely. Unless it's too weird. But we haven't had a weird one.
We haven't had any weird ones.
What was that one we had where it was like, it was a sexy one?
Yeah, something was a while back. I don't remember what they asked. We were like, okay, come on, people.
What was it?
We don't really want to discuss our sex life on a podcast.
Did they ask some show, someone asked me about third nipples. I don't think this was it.
I don't think that was it. I just remember saying, we have a very good sex life.
We have a great sex life. We do.
That's all we're going to say about it.
We do. We have a great sex life.
No one's sitting in, so what position is your favorite?
Please don't send that.
We're not answering you.
All right, that's it. We'll be back next week with the beginning of, and we're going to do this challenge about that music, about that song.
Oh my gosh, I'm excited to find out if I can go a whole season without hearing that song.
Yeah, and if you all want to play along with us, let us know when you heard it and when you're out. It's like the King of Your Castle or whatever they did on Seinfeld that time. And I'll tell Brian about it, get him and Tina doing it. Everybody will try to do this, and then by the end of the month, we'll see who. And everyone has to be honest.
Is everyone putting in $50?
No. No, it's all just for funsies. It's all for funsies.
See who wins the pot at the end.
Yeah, whoever wins the pot. You know what? If it's one of you, we'll send you something cool in the mail.
There you go.
All right. I think that's it. Thank you all for listening. Sorry about my crappy voice. Kim, do you have anything you want to say on our way out?
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, and our sex life is great. Bye now.
Ready for breakfast, here's the table, Father, Bill, and Mabel.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear, and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.